In the latest pod news, Google is preparing to launch a Google Podcasts app for Android within the Google Play Store. It'll act as an installable link to the podcast app already in Android phones. Melbourne-based Nearly launches World Cup Road Trip with broadcaster Francis Leach and writer Tony Wilson in Russia in a Nearly daily show. See what they did there. Also Melbourne-based By Association, an award-winning soccer podcast, has launched a spin-off World Cup Stories, in which host James Parkinson speaks with football writers, broadcasters and creatives about their favourite tournament. How good is your podcast? Libsyn's The Feed says that if you get more than 1,200 downloads per episode in the first 3 days, you're better than 80% of all podcasts hosted on the platform. Audio Burst, the podcast indexing company, has launched Audio Burst Creators, a set of promotional tools. Transcribe, clip and share your audio content for free. Just enter your RSS feed and we'll take care of the rest, says the website. Dave Weiner says podcasts are feeds. If it doesn't have an RSS feed, it isn't a podcast, he says, pointing out the freedom and independence that it offers. Wenbin Fang from Listen Notes also posted about this subject over the weekend, keen to highlight why Netflix for podcasting won't work. We'd recommend a new daily podcast from Canada's Global News. This Is Why sounds to have the same polish as The Daily. Medium have launched their first podcast, Medium Playback, your favourite writers sharing the story behind the story. The US's Department of Homeland Security is compiling, for reasons unclear, a database of journalists and media influencers, and podcasters are included. And Fairfax Media, a newspaper publisher in Australia, has added a new column on podcasts in a redesign of the Sydney Morning Herald's TV pullout. You'll find links to that and everything else at podnews.net.